This is KCUR 89.3. Sydney, Nebraska has prospered at a time when many rural cities have struggled. For decades, it has been home to Cabela's, a major outdoor retail chain. But today, the future of Sydney's economic engine is in doubt. Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach looks at where Sydney and other rural cities fit in the 21st century economy.
Hear ye, hear ye! The proclamation for the birthday party.
It's Sydney, Nebraska's 150th birthday. Wendell Gaston is a city councilman and pharmacist at the local Safeway. He stands at the balcony of the city's first building, Camp Lookout. It's trimmed with red, white, and blue bunting.
That the birthday party of the 150 years of both the state of Nebraska and the city of Sydney begin.
But even with a parade, street dance, and carriage rides all to celebrate Sydney's history, people here can't help but look forward with some worry. Across the valley from Camp Lookout is the sprawling headquarters of Cabela's. The outdoor and hunting retailer has been based here in western Nebraska since the 1960s. Now Cabela's is in the last stages of selling itself to Bass Pro Shops, based in Springfield, Missouri. It's a $5.5 billion deal.
We had a situation where Wall Street stepped in to a situation that's not Wall Street.
I caught up to John Phillips at the local car show. Phillips runs the Fox Theater, a two-screen movie house downtown. He expects Bass Pro to keep workers in Sydney. But out of the nearly 7,000 people who live here, around 2,000 work at Cabela's. Bass Pro has not said how many will stay. Around town, business has been down at times.
Because people are scared. You know, there's scared money, so people aren't spending money. But for the most part, people are back doing business as normal. You know, it's not a town that is a dust town.
So you have this rural city that has thrived with the presence of one big company. But now relying on that one company could really crush the town.
There's no doubt that the community will start to feel impact.
Suzanne Nardi is with Rural LISC, a nonprofit that works with towns around the country on housing and economic development.
The grocery stores, you know, the bowling alleys, and no doubt the school districts, you know, the hospital, you know, it just goes on and on and on.
Nardi's advice for rural towns like Sydney is to make an extra effort to play to their strengths, work to bring in businesses that match the local workforce. Sydney has added 4 businesses in the last 6 months, but it's mostly blue-collar work. Good jobs, just not the skills or salary that match many ex-Cabela's employees. Melissa Norgard is the city's economic development director. That Cabela's workforce is a big part of her recruiting pitch to new businesses.
Even though it's negative in the news that there might be job loss and there will be foreclosures on houses and things like that, you know, we have a lot of very talented people that work here that are going to stay here.
But recruiting white-collar jobs is harder in rural areas. Chuck Schroeder heads the Rural Futures Institute at the University of Nebraska. He says many companies on the level of Cabela's stick closer to big cities with big airports and upscale amenities. So he says don't count on them.
The renaissance will come from within, not from without. When it comes from within, it'll draw from without. That's the truth, and that's the way these things work.
Ultimately, if a rural city wants to grow, Schroeder says the people who live there have to invest in the community.
Those things don't just happen. They happen because the community says, yeah, we've had tough times, but you know what? We love this place, and we're going to make it better.
Back at Camp Lookout, Wendell Gaston says after 150 years, it's a good time to remember Sydney's history.
Fort Sydney was here, and when it closed down, they said, all Sydney will dry up. We didn't. Then we had the Sioux Army Depot, which had over 2,000 employees. And they said, well, when it goes, Sydney will go. Didn't happen. And so it's not like we've died. It's just that we've turned over a new leaf, and sometimes that's painful.
Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.